Welcome to the Fire Up Coaching Podcast, your number one podcast all about the amazing world of coaching. Listen in as this internationally recognized and one of Australia's leading coaching companies share over 20 years of coaching experience and knowledge. We chat with fascinating individuals that will inspire you, industry leaders that will amaze you, and take a look at the current research and trends in coaching to inform you, all to help you ignite the potential within. Get ready to learn, laugh, and level up with our thought-provoking podcast and join us in making the world a better place using the power of coaching and the art of the conversation.
Hi, my name's Kathy McKenzie, and as well as being Director of Fire Up Coaching, I'm also in a voluntary role with the International Coaching Federation. The International Coaching Federation, or the ICF, is actually the global industry body, or one of the global industry bodies for coaching. However, the ICF is considered the gold standard for professional coaches. And it's in that capacity I want to talk to you today, and also in my capacity as the regional development leader for the Sunshine Coast chapter of the ICF. There's been a lot of confusion over the last probably 2 or 3 years about what really is important if you're embarking on the journey of becoming a coach. It's probably relevant for me to start with actually even defining what coaching is. So let me give you the ICF definition of what coaching is. The ICF defines coaching as partnering with clients in a thought-provoking and creative process that inspires them to maximize their personal and professional potential. The coaching process can only help you to improve your outlook on work, life, and it also improves your leadership skills and unlocks any latent potential within you. So it's an important thing that if you're embarking on a journey to become a coach and you're working with people and want to get the kinds of results that ICF credentialed coaches get, which are, as demonstrated in their 2017 research study, improve communication skills, increase self-esteem and self-confidence, increase productivity, optimized individual and team work performance, improve work and life balance. And I've certainly seen that in some of the executives I've been coaching over the last few months. After COVID, they've been really burnt out, particularly the Victorian ones. And getting that balance back has been quite challenging. And working with a coach allows them permission to take a break and to actually give themselves an opportunity to step back and think about what's next for them. You know, it also helps them with business management strategies, professional career opportunities. And, you know, if they're choosing a career change, it helps with accelerating that transition process. The next thing that I get asked often is, well, what's the difference between all these coach training providers? And obviously, when I was first embarking on becoming a coach training provider myself, I really wanted to make sure that the quality that we delivered to our clients was the highest standard that we could actually achieve. And hence, in 2007, as part of my master's in vocational education and training, I decided that a coaching qualification was important. I did a lot of my study overseas in Canada. I actually went back and did my coach specific training in Vancouver with Ericsson International in the early 2000s. And I was very excited in 2004 to partner with Ericsson and come back to Australia to deliver what they call an ACTP, or an accredited coach training program. What I soon recognized that at that stage, the International Coaching Federation was still really quite embryonic in Australia, and people really didn't know what coaching even was. Hence, I decided that it was important to actually develop a qualification that was also valid in the Australian qualifications framework, which meant developing our certificate 4 in business and personal coaching. And at that stage, the International Coaching Federation had 11 core competencies. And when I looked at the Australian Qualifications Framework, at that stage, they had no units of competency that specifically related to coaching and mentoring. Now, that's a very different case in 2022. However, at that point, I had no option but to actually write the units of competency and start from scratch, meaning that we were one of the first qualifications that really aligned to the International Coach Federation core competencies. From there, I developed our Diploma of Leadership Coaching and Mentoring, which was a pathway going on from the Cert 4. So in actual fact, our Certificate 4 in Business and Personal Coaching has 7 units of competency. We've revised them in 2020 to be aligned to the updated International Coach Federation core competencies. And we are still what they call an ACTP or an Accredited Coach Training Program. Now, let me explain what the difference is between an ACTP and an ACSTH, which is Accredited Coach Specific Training Hours. This has been one of the things that's confused people for a very long time, that as a provider, you can deliver training that gives people credits or credits them towards a coaching qualification, but it doesn't fully supply all the criteria that you need to become ICF accredited. The ICF has 3 levels of accreditation. The first level is associate certified coach, and that requires that after your coaching education, you've done 100 hours of actual coaching. 20% of that can be pro bono, but 80% of it needs to have been paid. The next level up from that is what they call a professional certified coach, and that's someone who can demonstrate 500 hours of paid coaching clients. Once again, there can be a percentage that is pro bono. The next level up, which is the level that I've achieved, is master coach certification. That requires you to have done over 200 hours of coach-specific training and education and 2,500 hours of coaching. It also requires the 10 hours of mentor coaching to have been done in the last 2 years. The other levels also now will require that you have had 10 hours of mentor coaching. Now, from the 1st of August, there's actually a new coach knowledge assessment, which the International Coach Federation will send to you once you've done your foundational training. Now, this is where people get very confused about what's the first step in terms of your education. So the first step is to decide what level of credential that you need for the role that you're playing or for the coaching that you want to deliver. Potentially, if you're coaching as a team manager in an organization and you're not going to be doing anything at a senior level, it will be enough to get your associate coach, you become an associate certified coach, so your ACC level. Now that is going to change to what they call a level 1 coaching qualification from December 22. That requires that you'll have done 60 student contact hours in terms of your coaching education. 50% of that can be synchronous and 50% can be asynchronous. So what that means is that at least 30 hours needs to be live training, which means it can either be face-to-face or in an online live environment. And that's very different to the previous ACSTH, which the level 1 will replace. The ACSTH required less training. So that means that when you're inquiring with different training providers, and particularly someone who has previously been an ACSTH, if they are going to satisfy the level 1 requirements, they are now needing to do twice the amount of training that they previously did. It also requires that as part of that education process, you have 5 observed coaching sessions with written feedback for 3 of those coaching sessions. Now, as part of the Fire Up certificate for in business and personal coaching, your assessments for your Australian qualification actually align to what's needed for your International Coach Federation accreditation, which means it's easy. And the education that you receive has to also be based 80% around the core competencies, which means you need to check with the education provider that you're inquiring with that they actually know what the core competencies are thoroughly and that they can recite those core competencies. Now, I'm going to actually go through the core competencies now because it relates to the other levels as well. There's the core competencies have been redesigned in the past 2 years as a result of talking to 1,300 coaches and changing some of the language that was used from the initial core competencies. So initially there was 11 core competencies and they were divided into four areas. That's now been refined down. And those categories are setting the foundation, and that really looks at the meeting the ethical and professional requirements and establishing like a strong foundation. The second one is co-creating the relationship, and that's about embodying a coaching mindset and having real presence when you're coaching. The third overarching area is around communication and communicating effectively. That's around powerful questions and active listening and direct communication. And then the last section is called cultivating learning and growth. And that's where you're really wanting to get people to have an expanded awareness of, you know, themselves and what's possible and do planning and goal setting and really managing progress and accountability. So those core competencies are a pretty essential component of any coach education program. And if the provider that you're inquiring with cannot recite the core competencies or understand the core competencies, then they're probably not going to be a smooth pathway to ICF accreditation. So level one is going to require, level one, which is the revised ICF pathway, level one training, if you do your 60 hours of education, you do your 10 hours of mentor coaching, you do your 5 observed coaching sessions with 3 of them having written feedback, and then you do your 100 hours of coaching, that then satisfies the requirements for you to apply to become an associate certified coach. Now, Fire Up Coaching is currently what they call an ACTP or an accredited coach training program, and we will be able to deliver level one, but also level two coaching qualifications. And level two coaching qualifications take you up to the 125 hours of education that is required to become a professional certified coach. And as a professional certified coach, you will have done your 125 hours of student contact hours. Now, once again, 50% of that can be synchronous and 50% can be asynchronous. 80% has to relate to the ICF core competencies. And this then requires you to have had 6 observed coaching sessions, which is still a requirement that we meet in our certificate for in business and personal coaching. You then also still have to do the 10 hours of mentor coaching over a 3-month period. And that needs to be with an ICF, PCC or MCC. And I think this is a big distinction. Ask the provider that you're talking to, do they have ICF credentialed people doing the coach mentoring? We have a number of PCC coaches who are your mentors, as well as myself as a master certified coach. The importance of having mentoring from credentialed coaches can't be underestimated. And then the last level is level three, which is taking the pathway to becoming a master certified coach. The great thing with Fire Up Coaching is that we're actually applying to be a level three provider in the new ICF application. And what that will mean is now that I'm a master certified coach, we can actually offer that level of training because I hold that qualification. And that means that you can go on and do the diploma, and that will give you 200 hours of coach specific education. And then you've also got your mentor coaching, which has been incorporated in the previous coaching. I really recommend that if you're going for MCC, that you depending, because it takes 2,500 hours of coaching, it will take you a number of years to get to that. So the 10 hours of mentor coaching is best done in the year that you're actually intending to apply for your master certified coaching qualification. So hopefully that clarifies the difference between accredited coach training providers and non-accredited. I think the other important thing for us is that we are a registered training organisation, which means that you end up at the end with having done education that satisfies the ICF criteria. It also means that you have an Australian qualification in coaching while you're building towards your 100 hours or your 500 hours, whichever you're intending to apply for. And that makes a big difference, because you can call yourself a qualified coach as soon as you've finished all the assessments for your Certificate 4 in Business and Personal Coaching. And that gives you credibility. You can join the ICF as a member after you've done 60 hours of coach training. So you can be a member of the ICF and take advantage of all the benefits of ICF membership. You can actually put down on your resume that you've completed a coaching qualification, that you have your Australian qualification, and then you can actually work your way towards your ACC, which generally will take about 12 months if you're doing regular coaching. If you've got other inquiries about the pathway to becoming a credentialed coach, feel free to email info@fireup.com.au, and one of us will get back to you and discuss what your needs are. We look forward to supporting you on your journey to becoming an accredited coach. It's a highly rewarding career. And personally and professionally, the gains just that come from doing the actual education process itself can't be underestimated. I have people constantly telling me that it's made them a better parent, a better partner, not to mention the professional benefits. So thanks for listening, and we look forward to supporting you on your journey to becoming an ICF credentialed coach.
Thank you for listening to the Fire Up Coaching Podcast. If you would like more information on coaching, becoming a qualified coach, or want to experience the power of coaching, call us on 1-300-FIRE-UP or head on over to the website fireupcoaching.com.au, where you will also find access to more amazing podcasts that will help you fire up, level up, and ignite the potential within.